Gay marriage. Now, what did Jesus say?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, Raising Godly Children in an Ungodly World.
What Jesus taught about marriage can shed a lot of light on so-called gay marriage. In Matthew chapter 19, we read Jesus' answer to those who asked a question concerning divorce, which of course concerns marriage. He answered, "Have you not read?" He then proceeded to quote from Genesis concerning the details of the account of the creation of Adam and Eve. Jesus was explaining the foundation of marriage. He reminded his listeners that marriage was the first and most fundamental of all human institutions ordained by God in Scripture. And you know, the first family consisted of a man, created from dust, a woman from his side, and because these were literal creation events, the meaning of marriage is therefore determined by its origin. Thus, biblical marriage consists of one man and one woman. That's because God created a man and a woman. He didn't create a man and a man or a woman and a woman. So-called gay marriage is totally contrary to the biblical doctrine of marriage based in Genesis. It's one man for one woman.
Today's culture wars involve not only homosexual behavior, but many other social problems. We look at them in depth in our book, War of the Worldviews. For your copy, and the books co-authored by Ken Ham, just send our nonprofit ministry a donation of any amount. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web, answersoffer.org.